All right, Billy Cunningham, the Great American. Of course, Jay Ratliff is a stock market guru and a day trader and also an aviation consultant. He put some columns out tonight about what's happening in Asia and what's going to be going on tomorrow morning in New York after all the dramatic action of this past week. In fact, the past 10 days. And Jay Ratliff, welcome again to the Bill Cunningham Show. And first of all, Jay Ratliff, what is happening in Asia as we speak?
It looks like signs of life. There's actually green numbers there for a change, and at least the early indications are that some people are rushing in looking for some buying opportunities after markets there have been hammered, just as what we've seen here in the United States over the course of the last 7 days in a row. So, again, it's not where the markets start the count. It's where they end. A lot to go between now and then. But, hey, at least we're pointed in the right direction.
There was a fear. In fact, on Friday afternoon, I was watching things, and it was down as much as 1,100 points after dropping about 3,000 on the Dow anyway. Mm-hmm. And then it rallied in relationship to what the Fed had said and some comments of the president and also things of that character. So what is your, you know, it's impossible if you're a long-term investor, this is a glitch, it's no big deal, simply stick with it. On the other hand, for those who trade these funds like yourself every day, tomorrow, if what does your crystal ball say is going to happen tomorrow, Monday?
Well, you know, Bill, first of all, I want to reiterate the fact that, you know, when you're watching the market, and you and I have known each other for 20 years, and that entire time I've been watching the market, the thing I learned a long time ago is not to look at the points. Look at the percentages. Last week when the Dow dropped more than 1,000 points, it was called the third biggest point drop in recorded history. That was the headline. But, you know, we had a big point drop because we're dealing with a $28,000 Dow. You have to look at the percentage because that was only a 3.5% drop last week, and you would need to have double that, 7%, for it to even hit the list of the top 20 of all time, and that's barely. So when we're looking at the movement of the market, try not to get wrapped up in the points, but the percentage itself. And, you know, most investors were looking for this stock market correction, right, which is a drop of about 10%. That's what we got. So the thought is, okay, now are stocks oversold at the point where it's time to rush in or not? And the thing you mentioned Friday with the bit of a rally at the end of the day, plus I think a very well-timed and fortunate weekend where everybody had the chance to kind of take a collective deep breath to try to take everything in, is going to allow certainly some calmer heads to prevail. We heard the head of the World Health Organization really calling for calm, saying, look, folks, we need to address the facts at hand instead of a lot of this wild speculation that the media continues to kind of concoct. And I don't mean to downplay anything where people are losing their lives, Bill, but, you know, the idea is that it's a front and center media frenzy, if you will. And also this week, we might even hear the Fed weigh in to try to help calm the markets just a bit, perhaps saying they might throw in a sooner than later interest rate cut to kind of help calm the waters.
And the other thing is, if a wise individual this morning said on one of the Sunday morning talk shows that if someone, for example, say you make 10 trips a month to Starbucks in February, and you don't make February trips because you don't feel you feel unease about the market. But on the other hand, March comes, and you're not going to make 20 trips to make up for the 10 you didn't make in February. If,
right,
on the other hand, you're going to buy a car, if you don't buy it in February, but you buy it in March, there's no real damage. So you have to be careful what you're doing and what you pick.
Bill, you can't allow the emotion of the moment to dictate anything that you do. That's what I tell my day trade students, is you have to have a predetermined checklist. It removes the emotion out of everything. So while everybody else is losing their minds, you can simply proceed through your checklist, whether or not you're flipping stocks daily like we did. And, yeah, we had a real good week last week, I don't know, $5,000 or $7,000 made. But that was because a lot of people were just emotionally overselling stocks. Bill, some of these stocks were down 25 to 28% on no news. And, you know, a lot of times when we have a correction, which is a drop of about 10%, that normally happens over about a 4-week period of time. So when we had a stock market correction where this thing drops about 13-14% in a matter of days, that's really what caused the emotions to go nuts. And we look at that volatility index or the fear index that you and I've talked about for a number of years. It was cruising along at about 15 for, you know, an extended period of time. Last week it jumped to nearly 50. And when you see it over 40, as it has been for several days, that's when the panic really starts to set in for investors, and they make some really ill-advised moves based, again, on the panic or the emotion of the moment. You're in it for the long term if that's the way that your strategy is, and you cannot deviate from that just because stocks are you know, going down in price. Warren Buffett was asked last week, are you going to be selling anything? Bill, he pretty well laughed it off and said, no, but you know, if certain stocks reach a certain point, then I'm going to be in a position to take advantage of those, because that's what you do. You're supposed to buy low, sell high, but unfortunately, people have the tendency to sell as the stocks are going down and buy as they're going back up, which, of course, is the exact opposite of what you should be doing, and that's brought on because people allow emotion to take over.
You posted a column about Lufthansa, the German airline. Mm-hmm. There's one thing, United Airlines offers a month off to pilots. Some of these industries, I think, are going to get hammered. For those who want to travel on an airplane, an airline, and maybe go, right now the president said a couple days ago, you can't go to China, you can't go to South Korea, you can't go to Iran, who want to go there anyway, Italy, Korea, those things. Isn't it true that some industries are going to be hammered for a while?
It is. In fact, I'm getting emails every day, Bill, from panicked investors. But one of the PSs they're putting at the bottom is, hey, you know, some of these airline stocks, hey, Jay, they seem a little enticing, and that's your background. What do you think? Because some of them have fallen 30 to 35% in just a few weeks. But again, the industry could be looking at a $100 million hit, and it could take the airline industry nearly a year to recover. So I think that's really going to require some significant patience on the buying side. As the demand for travel is falling around the world, it's going to take a while before it builds itself back up. And, of course, there's a lot of headlines right now going after what they call safety stocks, a lot of these like Clorox, Alpha Pro, and some others that are kind of connected with the cure or prevention side of the virus. But, Bill, some of these stocks have soared, you know, 200-300% over the last few weeks, and I have a lot of trouble chasing a stock that's up 400-500%. So, again, don't allow the emotion of I need to get in on these to not miss out overtake what you would normally do. And certainly don't change any of your long-term approach at this point in time, because a lot of people spent months putting their plan together, and the last thing you want is to allow a few days of frantic trading to change everything that you've spent an extended amount of time putting together.
I had dinner tonight at P.F. Chang's. I had their spicy chicken, which I like. Mm-hmm. And I asked the manager whether or not, how's Corona? How's the beer selling Corona? He said it's off 50%. Looking at the Drudge Report, some people think if you drink Corona beer, you get the coronavirus. That's how stupid this thing is. It's stupid.
It is, Bill, and I remember when it first came out that was the concern, because, again, people weren't paying that much attention. And of course, when you hear, oh, my gosh, it's hit the U.S. soil, there's been a death, and there's, you know, several thousands of reported cases. Again, when you put everything in perspective and you compare it with the flu, and I understand there are some significant differences from a respiratory standpoint between one and the other, but you're still talking about a 1% to 2% fatality rate in this.
Yeah, 1 to 2.
And many times from people that have those respiratory problems to begin with. And I really think there's a real chance here that the panic could continue for a little bit longer. I'm really anxious to see if that volatility index pops down a bit, because the last time I saw the volatility at and over 40 to 50 for any extended period of time was the banking crisis of 2008. In September, October, and November of that year, that volatility index was over 60 and went to 80 at one time when people were just nuts. So it was twice as crazy as it is now. So that's one of the reasons that for a lot of people that have not seen an aggressive correction like this, for investors, it's going to take some calm time of a day or two before they're finally going to realize, hey, the world's not coming to an end. We can still get back in here and jump in some of these stocks. And I think with a record number of cash right now on the sidelines, you'll see a lot of investors coming in, start looking for some deals for some stocks that are significantly oversold that they can jump in on. And I know that on my Day Trade Fund website, my success blog, I think it was in November of 2017, I had a article on the best way to survive or to take advantage of a stock market correction. And, you know, one of the points in there was, yeah, you continue to diversify. You continue to pick your favorite stocks at whatever price that you think would be a steal. And then when the stock approaches that, don't panic, because you're going to hear people on the TV talking about how it's going to keep going down. Stick with your plan. And even if the stock drops 10% under where you snag it, you're still getting it at a significant discount from where those securities were trading, you know, just a few months before. Just do like Warren Buffett does and recognize that, I think he called the stock market a vehicle that transfers money from the impatient to the patient. And I think that's a great way to look at it, because he basically sits back and he doesn't allow that emotion to overtake what he knows he should be doing.
Well, according to the news as of tonight, the second coronavirus death report in the U.S. has been confirmed at 9:40 a.m. This morning. South Korea reported 476 more cases. They have a total of South Korea, which is 26 million people, total 4,212 out of 25 million. Fatalities in South Korea is now 22. In America, it's 2. Anthony Fauci said yesterday with the president that the 80% of those who contract the actual coronavirus will experience symptoms such as a cold or flu symptoms. And of the rest of them, 1 to 2% of those, of the remaining 20%, will actually have fatalities and die. And the two that have died so far had underlying problems other than the coronavirus. And right. So when you think about 30 to 40,000 Americans die every year from the regular flu, 30 to 40,000, that's like no news event. But now the second death confirmed tonight, it's a major story. Is the media hyping this thing?
Oh, big time. Absolutely. But I also think we all recognize that some of the news we were getting from China early on, really suspect. I mean, I don't think any of us trusted the numbers that were coming out of there as far as how many infected, how many were dying. A lot for one reason. I mean, China depends heavily on the tourism industry, and you already saw the airlines such as Delta, American, and United say, look, we're not even going to start go flying in there through the months of February, March, and April, maybe even into May, and they desperately need that inflow of cash, so yeah, they're going to minimize it as much as they can. But, Bill, the problem is I think a lot of people are worried about, okay, is this just the beginning of something that's going to be much larger? And if so, does that mean I need to protect my portfolio? Or do you feel as though that, you know, basically it's an issue of, you know, a lot of things being hyped at this point, trying to raise the fear level to a certain extent? And we'll have to wait and see. I don't think we really recognize it, but from where I sit, I recognize that there's a lot of things at play here that, to me, does not indicate a spread or some sort of an epidemic that we're not going to be able to get ahead of if it continues. But I also recognize there's some people on Wall Street that will allow some of that news to cause them to sell off some significant shares of some big stock with other people playing follow the leader, which is why I think you really need to be careful when you're going after stocks. And certainly you don't want to play follow the leader here. You're going to be getting a lot of emails and see different things from recommendations about this stock to follow or right. that stock to follow. And really that's the worst thing you can do, because a lot of times that deviates you from your already predetermined plan of attack. And that's what you need to stick with. So fight the urge to change anything at this point. And if you're lucky enough to have some cash on the sidelines, go pick your, like that blog I mentioned of 2017 on my website, go shopping for stocks now and pick the spot that you're going to buy them and don't change it. And then when they get there, snag them, and you'll be patting yourself on the back down the road later after those stocks, you know, recover in an impressive way. I do like airline stocks, but yeah, I'm going to have to wait a while because I think they've got some turbulent times ahead. Absolutely.
In fact, the next time you travel, whether it's a week, a month, or 2 or 3 months from now, what is the Jay Ratliff procedure when you and your lovely wife get on a plane? What do you do?
Well, Bill, we flew 2 weeks ago over Valentine's Day down to Orlando. We're flying again, scheduled to on the 25th. I like to get on the plane early, but now Sherry and I board the last flight. We boarded last. I let everybody get on the plane. We sit up front. I buy those non-refundable first-class tickets. They're just a fraction of what a normal first-class ticket is. So instead of sitting there pre-boarding and have everybody walking by me coughing, I board last. And once I'm seated, we'll grab a little Clorox wet wipe, and we'll wipe down the armrest, the tray tables, and especially the entertainment screen. I don't touch anything in that seat back pocket at all. And then basically, you know, as soon as we can get off the airplane, that we do. So, I mean, to me, I think that those are just some simple steps. And of course, when we flew in down to Orlando 2 weeks ago, I was consciously looking to see how many people on the plane, in the airport, or at Disney where we were headed for dinner, to see how many were wearing those surgical masks. I saw thousands of people, Bill, tens of thousands, and I counted two that had those surgical masks. So there wasn't really a great deal of panic around right. The people that I was traveling with. And, of course, a lot of the medical officials are saying two things. Those masks don't work, so don't buy them, because we need them in the medical industry. And if everybody buys them when they won't work for you, we won't have them when we need them for the procedures that we have to follow. So, you know, they're basically pleading with us to not have it. And I've not really seen at this point a great deal of that. Hopefully that'll continue to be the case.
In fact, the AP reporting a few minutes ago Sunday night that there's been a total of 3,000 people killed worldwide so far. 3,000 killed, and then in the typical year, there's 600,000 human beings killed worldwide by the flu. 600,000,
yeah.
And this is 3,000, so put it in perspective. But, Jay, we got to run. Once again, what is your website?
Daytradefund.com, Willie. Any questions, comments at all, get a hold of me, and be more than happy to address it. And, again, just maintain the calm. Stick with what you're doing. It's worked in the past. It'll continue to work in the future.
Jay Ratliff, you're a great American, and thank you for coming on the Bill Cunningham Show. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, let's continue with more. And, by the way, there's been a second American death confirmed in the state of Washington, and it happened to a person who was otherwise medically compromised. Both so far had underlying conditions. It doesn't minimize it. Take precautions. Go to CDC website. Check out what you have to do. So let's continue with more. And this is on a night that Pete Buttigieg has stepped down from running for the president. Strictly now it's going to be Biden versus Bernie, with kind of Bloomberg off to the side, the killer bees. Bill Cunningham with you every Sunday night.